Sean Mullins included the traditional folk song House of the Rising Sun on his latest album, Ninth Ward Pick and Parlor. The 36-year-old singer-songwriter has many friends in New Orleans, including Mike West, who owned the recording studio Sean worked in before Hurricane Katrina struck last year. Mike made it out of the city, but his studio was destroyed.
We recorded about half the record in New Orleans in a studio called the Ninth Ward Pick and Parlor. So I named my record after it, after the hurricane came through and wiped that area out. And that was kind of my homage to my friends and all the musicians and the folks around that area.
Sean Mullins was born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. During the early years of his musical career, he released 7 albums on his own label. They included his 1998 breakthrough album, Soul's Core. A radio programmer in his hometown sent a copy of the album to many other stations, which led to several offers from major record companies. He was signed to Columbia Records and soon after earned a top 10 hit with its single, Lullaby. Mullins wrote 12 of the 13 songs on Ninth Ward Pick and Parlor. He explains what inspires his songwriting.
People are definitely inspirational. I mean, and the road is. We spend so much time on the road. You meet and see a lot of people, and you're in so many different types of places, whether it be a nice theater or a truck stop, you know, or a, sometimes you're in the back of a rock club next to a dumpster and you're watching a homeless person, you know, collect trash. And that's an inspiration in a way in its own self. You go, God, how is this person surviving, you know? And there's all types of things that inspire me, but it's almost always other people, not myself.
Stop regretting all the years inside your head, not forgetting there's some truth to what you said, and you know now that I gotta keep rolling on. Here we go now. I'm driving through another dawn.
Sean says he wanted his latest album to have an old-school sound and not resort to using computerized effects. He accomplished this by using only live instruments in the studio. As for his long-term career goals, Sean admits he isn't driven by thoughts of commercial success.
Become a better artist and a better songwriter. That's really my goal. It's not really to sell a zillion records, and hopefully I can, but I think the main thing, the focus is the music.
Sean collaborated on the album's first single with Glenn Phillips of the former folk rock group Toad the Wet Sprocket. It's called Beautiful Wreck. I'm Mary Morningstar.
I've lost count of the times I've given up on you, but you make such a beautiful wreck, you do. There's a tavern on the corner called the Milky Way, and it looks so at home there, it makes me afraid. times I've given up on you. But you make such a beautiful wreck, you do. Yeah, you make such a beautiful wreck.